After several years of extraordinary effort, Juneau resident Mike Miller has finally completed his goal of traveling by human power the entire shoreline of the Lynn Canal from Juneau to Haines. Nicholas Shardkovsky of member station KHNS has the story.
The final leg of Miller's journey began just south of Skagway on the west side of Taya Inlet and ended Wednesday evening when he reached the end of the Lutac Road at the head of Lutac Inlet.
I estimated that was about 16 miles of travel, and I probably did a third of it in the water and a third of it scrambling, and then the other third would just be in the forest.
Miller's method of travel is somewhat unusual. As necessitated by the extremely steep terrain along the shores of the Upper Lynn Canal, he alternates between hiking and rock climbing, and when necessary, he dons a thick wetsuit with gloves, boots, and a hood, and swims, towing his supplies in a dry bag. Miller made an attempt on the Skagway to Haines section last August. On that trip, he chose not to bring a rope in order to reduce weight in his pack. He ended up being forced into a position 1,500 feet above the water from which he couldn't climb down safely. He ended up injuring his ankle there and had to postpone the journey until this year. This time, he approached the trip with a slightly different strategy.
On this part, I kind of made a rule I wasn't going to go any higher than 300 feet. Because if you start getting higher and higher and higher, you just can't get off that stuff because it just forces you up those cliffs. And then before you know it, you're way up there, and then it's like, it's really hard to get down. And I did carry a rope this time, so when I did get up to these, up on these ridges and cliffs, there was no way down except for rappelling back down.
Miller says that, ultimately, it was taking to the water that enabled him to make it past the difficult cliffs along the west side of Taya Inlet.
We had a 21-foot tide swing that day. I got up early. It was low tide. Didn't even mess around with that area because I knew, last time I had tried to get around there, it just ate me up. Got the suit on, got in the water. It was beautiful and just went for it. And the tide was going out and the sun was shining and I must have covered 4 miles that day.
The beginning of Miller's epic effort was actually part of another human-powered journey he undertook in 2005.
In 05, myself and a good friend, Stefan Ritchie from Juneau, we rode bikes out to the end of the road in Juneau and then hiked in the Berners Bay. We swam across the backside of Berners Bay and then hiked the entire east side up to the base of Mount Sinclair here, where Yegagalga Creek comes out. And there I swam across over to Point Seduction, got on my bike, and then rode all the way to Talkeetna and climbed Denali that year.
Miller has climbed numerous high mountains and also spent about 5 years traveling in other parts of the world. He says that he was unable to find another place that compared to the wilderness landscape of southeast Alaska.
Oh, maybe southern New Zealand and a little bit of Norway. But again, it's on such a small scale.
I'm Nicholas Shotkovsky in Haines.